did you ever see something, this, well, this is, I guess, kind of an old-fashioned piece of furniture, but it was big, ranging anywhere from, say, your height to, what would that
be? We used to have one.
What did you call that?
Shifra.
Uh-huh. What did that look like?
The one we had two doors on it. It had mirrors on each door. And two drawers at the bottom of it. And it stood about 7 feet tall, I'd say. And maybe 5-6 feet wide.
That's huge.
It was. It was a pretty good size.
You could hang your clothes up in
there? You could hang clothes in it. Right.
Do you remember any other old-fashioned furniture people used to have?
Like a dining room suit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a china cabinet and a table and I forgot the name of the other thing. There's about 5 pieces to a dining room suit.
Do you remember, did your grandparents, did you say they lived with you?
No, we lived right by them.
Do you remember them having, would they always refer to things by English names, or did you pick up any?
Yeah, they referred to everything by English until my grandfather started talking to you, then he'd swap over to Italian and I couldn't understand what he's talking about.
Did you pick up any of the Italian names for things yourself? Did you, like, were there, say, when they had come over, did they bring anything with them that, any special kind of furniture or any?
Well, really, I don't know. No, I don't think he did. I don't think he brought anything when he came. Mm-hmm. I think he got everything after he was here.
This was your mother's father? I mean, no, your father's father?
Yeah, he died. Okay. He was 92. And there was 2 brothers and 5 sisters.
They all came over?
No, they were born here. All of them were born. That's his children.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have any brothers that come over. He was the only one that I know that came here.
When they came here, did their parents come too?
Mm-hmm. They stayed in Sicily.
But on both sides?
Both sides. Mm-hmm.
Did they bring any other relatives, or did just the married couple come?
Well, on my mother's side, I believe my grandmother's brother came, and he's still living here. But that's the only one. The rest of them, some of them in Birmingham, some in Chicago. And that's the only ones I know of.
What made them come to Monroe?
I have no idea. How he picked Monroe. Wait a minute, I believe I do. He had a cousin here that told him to come here.
Mm. Something you could have in a window to pull down, something on rollers to pull down. To
like shades.
Okay. Do you ever hear another name for them?
No.
And the covering on the house is called the...
What do you mean the covering?
Well, the top of the house is the...
The roof.
And the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Gutters.
Are they built in, or do they hang?
No, build them in. They'll hang from there, but most houses are built without them, and you put them up yourself or have somebody else put them up.
What do you call an old-fashioned house? You have the house and then an L built onto it. Do you ever have a name for that low place where they join?
No.
Do you ever hear of a valley or an alley of a roof?
I've heard of the valley of the roof.
Do you know what that referred to? Is that